It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Right now, we want to send you on your way with our PMI, a positive story, a minus story, and something we found just a little bit interesting. Guys, who got to pee?
I got to pee. Yay! This is 2 days in a row.
Double pee.
Let's go. Well, today is January 24th, and what does that make today? National Compliment Day.
Oh, pretty.
Give an extra compliment annually on January 24th to anyone who is deserving a compliment. It's a powerful effect, you guys. It can instill confidence in a child or validate someone's hard work. And, Jerry, you're so good at validating all the hard work that I do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A compliment not only improves the receiver's mood, but also there is scientific fact that it improves the mood of the giver as well.
Yeah. Hey, little kid, you're doing good.
Yes.
And whether we recognize someone's achievement or their style or anything, a compliment can go, a very long way. So,
nice.
It's also National Peanut Butter Day today, so you can tell somebody they're smooth on the outside and crunchy on the inside if you want. Yeah, girl.
You're
love
smoother
that.
Than a fresh jar of Skippy, Josh.
Thank you, Katie. Well, Jeremy, I wanted to give you a compliment.
You're a snap. Wait, hold on. Take your time.
Okay, all right.
Hold on. I'm going to turn the music down a little bit.
Jer, I have absolutely loved working with you over the last 5 years now. You've been a great mentor and a friend. And Katie,
nice. No, slow down.
Jer, soak it in.
Hold on. Just give me a second.
Are you feeling good?
I felt good. All right.
Yeah,
Katie, do the same thing. Close your eyes. I want you to take this.
Okay.
It's compliment day.
Katie, your laugh and smile are totally infectious. Aww. You brighten everybody's mood and their days every single day that I get to work with you.
Oh, Josh is so sweet.
Soak it in.
Take a minute.
Soak it in. You feel
do
better?
You feel good?
I do. I feel a lot better.
Good. Okay.
Josh, do you feel better doing that?
I feel so good giving you compliments now.
Yes.
Katie, I want you to give Josh a compliment.
Josh, you do such a good job doing all the behind-the-scenes stuff for our show, and you look very stylish and pretty while you do it.
Thank you so much.
You're just such a great... You are such a good teammate. I love working with you. Yeah. Proud to be a part of this team.
I like
this. So good. All right,
Katie, you are such a ray of sunshine. You bring such positivity to the show and such great energy. And I love all of your stories, especially the ones about your one-eyed mom who's a barber.
Those are the best ones.
Those are so good.
All right, Jerry,
what you got for me?
Let's go ahead and move on to the minus for PMI today.
No.
You guys are going to love this. This is actually a local story. It's a Denver mom. It's a Denver mom, single mother of three. She claimed that she left her two toddlers, ages 3 and 2, alone for just a moment in the early days of January, the beginning of January. So she got to go tinkle, okay? So she's like, hey, I got to go tinkle. You guys stay here. She was only in the bathroom for a couple minutes. Then she returned and saw that the boys were playing with what looked like white dirt.
Oh, no.
She's like, what are these two hellions getting into? They had, like, it all over their face, all over the bodies and the floor. She's like, I don't know where all this dirt came from, but I got two little boys to be expected. So she vacuumed up the mess. Days later, she discovered an empty container that housed her grandfather's ashes.
Oh no!
And the horrifying truth dawned on her. The dirt was Papa's remains.
Oh no!
It was all over the carpet and she vacuumed it up. And then it gets even worse.
The boys got Papa. They got him and they dumped him out all over my carpet. And I didn't realize it was Papa and I vacuumed him up. Ah! They may have eaten some of them too because Rami had the cap in his mouth.
They even ate Papa.
That is grounds for a haunting.
I know, exactly.
That is grounds for Papa haunting
you. If
Papa
doesn't haunt them, they should just expect that.
Now, the good news is she says that Papa did have a pretty good sense of humor when he was alive, so she's thinking he might have gotten a chuckle out of this.
Well, he can't even roll over in his grave.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
He's currently being digested.
Yeah.
Now, the funny thing is she did have to pick up the phone and, of course, call... Mama, The wife who's still alive and let her know what happened.
No.
I thought you were going to say she called Ghostbusters. No. I really was.
Or poison control. Yeah. Hey, is it okay to eat the, papa?
Oh, my gosh. If one of those babies becomes possessed, I would not be surprised.
So I think that's the negative, you guys.
Wow. That's a big negative.
Papa got sucked up in the vacuum and one of the kids ate him.
Yeah. His final resting place is in the vacuum bag?
Or in that baby's
or
tummy.
Or in a turd.
I know. Oh, that's
a papa turd.
Jeez.
It was a shark vacuum, too, that she sucked him up in. So she had this little song. It was like, papa shark, dun 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 dun. Papa shark, dun 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 dun.
No! Stop. That's terrible.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy. All right, Katie, what do you have for the interesting?
Yeah. Well, this is pretty interesting. Not like that, though. That definitely is going to sit in my brain for a while. But when two people get married, they often want their best friends to be a part of it, right? And this couple in Brighton, they got married recently, and they wanted their witness to be their pet. Their dog was actually old, sick, and getting ready to pass away. And they were like, you know what? We really want Bella Rose to be a part of our ceremony. So in Denver and Broomfield and Colorado, the state of Colorado allows you to have a dog or a cat, an animal, as your witness to a wedding.
What kind of hillbilly nonsense?
This
is a mama papa thing.
Yeah, we're in the minority of states that let a couple do this, actually. Shocking. But they say the way it works, if you're going to fill out an application, you can bring it home and get your witness to sign it there if your witness isn't able to come into the courthouse. But you can actually also bring your well-behaved pooch or cat to the courthouse, have them witness it and sign it,
and
you can get married. Right,
do they
there.
Put a paw
put
print?
The little
that's
paw print.
This
yes.
is
wow.
insane.
Yeah,
pet
yeah, yeah,
people
yeah.
are absolutely
it's
they're lunatics.
It's kind of crazy, but it also knowing how much people love their dogs around here, I'm
it's
shocked this doesn't happen
stupid.
More. Like, I'm shocked this is the first time that I've heard about this.
It is a little
like,
silly.
You would think
it
people
is,
would.
Right? You got your stupid
jump
little Pomeranian sitting there with his little tux on, a little top hat.
Well, they were really excited.
Those people are certified
that Bella
crazy.
Got to be a part of their big day, and I thought it was
they're
very.
Crazy.
Interesting.
Can it be, is it just a dog or a cat, or can it be any ant? Like, could I bring my
well,
alpaca?
If you have an emotional support, iguana.
Hamster.
They're also welcome. Yeah.
Hamster.
Alpaca.
A little paw print of a hamster.
You just rub
cute.
The hamster on the paper. Oh. You dip him in ink and just smear him across.
That alpaca is just going to spit on it. So I don't know why you want to bring that. But
these people are crazy.
Oh.
Listener Brittany wanted to chime in and extend PMI. Hi, Brittany. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey,
good
you. So you wanted to sound off about wedding stuff, it sounds like.
Yeah. So in the state of Colorado, couples can actually marry themselves with no witness.
Oh, so that makes sense why the animal's allowed is because you don't even need anybody.
Why would you really want to marry yourself?
Like, if you didn't want to have a wedding.
So wait, hold on. Let me ask you, just to clarify, marry yourself like I'm marrying me, no. Josh?
Josh,
or you're marrying
you take Josh?
Your couple yourself.
No, like a couple can marry themselves. Like me and my ex-husband, we didn't have a wedding. We just basically signed the paper at home and mailed it in with no witness. And we were legally married.
I have never heard of this.
Huh.
Did you have like little vows and stuff that you said to each other? Or?
No.
No.
Maybe we should have done that.
Is this why he's an ex-husband?
Ex-husband, or? Right? You're like, yonk to?
You signed the paper.
I had no idea.
I did not know you could do that. Yeah.
Now, going back to my other question, can I marry myself? Jeremy,
you know,
do you take
I
Jeremy?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I mean, we are in such a self-absorbed society right now. I can see a lot of people doing this.
Yeah. Sending out invites, having a party.
Yes.
I'm the best I've ever had. Yeah. Here we go.
I'll hire a DJ and just stand there by myself and dance, you know?
I would come to a wedding where you married yourself, Jeremy.
Yeah, I know you would.
That'd be awesome.
I love you. Bring me a good gift.
Oh, my gosh. You can marry yourself in Colorado through self-solomonization. Yeah,
oh
it's a term.
Goodness.
Self-solomonization.
Oh,
yeah, a legal way to get married. Oh, wait. Without an officiant. No, this is back to what you said, Brittany.
Okay,
sorry.
Oh,
we'll get to the bottom of this about
Brittany,
actually marrying yourself.
Thank you for just confusing us. Have a good morning, all right?
You too. Bye.
Later, Gator. That's funny. I could see a few people, though, that I know.
Oh, yeah.
You may now kiss yourself.
There's no one better than me.
Speaking of people that you would marry, Katie, That basketball player last night that did a good
Joker.
A real good thing.
Dude.
Yeah, doing tricks, doing Joker
things. How are we going to get you on the arm of a basketball player, Katie?
I don't know. I've been trying for a long time, Jeremy. If Mike Bibby is listening, I still like your legs.
I have a Mike Bibby jersey.
Yes, you do.
That's hilarious.
I love Mike Bibby.
I'm going to have to look up Mike Bibby.
You should look up Mike Bibby.
I used to put a Bibby on my babies so they didn't splatter.
Vancouver Grizzlies legend, Mike Bibby.
Of course.
Yes.
Josh, explain what happened last night during the Nuggets game, and I want to play some audio, too.
It's unbelievable. Nikola Jokic is one of one. He is the best player I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable, and I caught the very tail end of MJ's career, and I've watched all of LeBron's career, and this guy is doing things that truly no other player has done in the history of the NBA. Last night, specifically, he went for 35 points, 22 rebounds, and 17 assists. No player in NBA history has ever done that. That is also on top of five straight games now of having a triple-double by the third quarter, a feat that no player has ever done in the history of the NBA.
I'm assuming this is all good.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. A triple-double is when you score three things of double points. So 35 points is one, 22 rebounds is one, 17 assists is another. You can do that with steals and rebounds, whatever, anything. He's amazing.
Tell him about the big move last night, though.
Well, what he did last night at the end of the first half, the opposing team, which was the Sacramento Kings, they made a late three, and so the Nuggets were able to inbound the ball with like 1 second-ish, 1.7 seconds left in the half.
And so
Nikola Jokic just decided to get the rebound or the inbound and throw the ball virtually the entire length of the court.
The entire length.
He threw that ball like a football.
He did.
Yeah.
He's the best quarterback
with a second
Denver's
left.
Had.
Yeah.
Yes.
And here's what it sounded like.
Jokic going to throw it up from way. Nikola Jokic! All the way from Sombor!
Seriously.
The three is magnificent.
This is why you always give it a shot.
Yeah.
22 points, 21 rebounds, 15 assists for the best basketball player in the universe.
So he's pretty good, huh?
First half.
Yeah.
22, 21, and what, 15?
Yeah.
So you're saying he's good.
Because after the game, he said, I knew it was going in.
I know.
I knew it was going to make that. So
he's such a joker.
I will say, I'm not the biggest sports guy, but when I saw that video this morning, I was like, hells yes.
Go Nuggets.
Really cool.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.